Are you guys excited that it's Christmas? Yes, I am so excited. Well, guess what? One of my favorite Christmas candies is candy canes. Yes, look, I got a candy cane here. What are some of your favorite Christmas candies? What's your favorite, Joanna? Candy canes. Kalia, what's your favorite? Peppermint. What's your favorite? Candy cane. Okay. Well, guess what? We are going to talk about the candy cane today, okay? And the candy cane, what does it look like? Lily Beth. It does. It looks like a shepherd's staff, right? And what was it that the shepherds did? When they heard that Jesus was born, some angels appeared to them, right? So when we see a candy cane, we can always think of the time that Jesus was born in a stable just for you because he loves you so, so much. Now, let's look at what colors is the candy cane? What colors? Joanna? Red and white. That's right. Red and white. And what do you think that the color red means? What do you think, Samuel? You forgot. Okay, that's okay. That happens to us. What do you think, Justice? Jesus' blood. That's right. It is Jesus' blood. Jesus loved each and every one of us so much that he went to the cross for our sins. Because he loves you and me so very much. And so what do you think the white means? Hannah. He has what? He does. He washed away our sin, right? White means it's white. It's pure, right? When we ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins because of what he did at the cross, we are pure and white before him. Isn't that cool? Jesus is so awesome. Okay, now, when Miss Kristen turns this upside down, what letter does that make? Hannah Kate. A J. That's right, a J. And what does the letter J stand for? Ave. Jesus. Jesus. On the count of three, I want you to say Jesus with me. Ready? One, two, three.
Jesus!
Very good. Very good. So, whenever we see a candy cane this Christmas season, I want you to remember about Jesus when he was born in a stable and he went to the cross for you and for me. All right? All right. You guys have a very Merry Christmas, okay? And I love each and every one of you very much. I got y'all a candy cane today. Now, when I give you the candy cane, okay, let's not eat it until we leave and go to the car, okay? All right. Okay. All right. Each one of you get a candy cane.
Well, Duke, thank you. I welcome you this morning. Happy Sunday and Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. So good to be here. And children, awesome. We love you. You're usually worshiping over in the children's area, and some of our workers that are normally over there, you're in with us this morning. So we love you, and we thank God for you and your ministry and what you do and what difference you make by being part of our church family. Reminds me of a grandmother who had been spending some time with her 10-year-old granddaughter and just teaching her some scriptures so she would grow in her Bible knowledge. But the grandmother was shocked one day when the 10-year-old little girl came to her and said, "Grandmommy, which of the virgins was Jesus' mother?" And the grandmother said, "What?" She said, "Was it Mary the Virgin or was it the King James Virgin?" I thought that was funny. Well, let's take a moment and jump into some scripture, and I'll be using the New King James Version. And I want to talk about Happy Birthday, Jesus. Matthew chapter 1, verse 1 says, "The genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." Matthew continues on from there until the birth of Jesus, going through the begots and begottens. But I want you to notice that here, he's referenced, Jesus is, as the son of Abraham. Now, a little less than 2,000 years before Jesus was born, God began a conversation with a man named Abram. Abram was basically a pagan, lived in a pagan area, but he began hearing the voice of God and in faith responded to what he was hearing. And I say pagan in the sense that the nation of Israel had not been formed. It wasn't like it is now, but God was the same. God's always been God. And he began speaking to Abram, introducing himself to Abram, and Abram responded in faith and basically left everything he had known and everyone he had known to step into the unknown and follow God. And all throughout the remainder of the scripture, Abraham is shown to us to be someone that we need to model when it comes to believing God. He believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Well, as he grew older, matter of fact, as he and his wife Sarah became old, they had been unable to have children. And God spoke to Abram and said, I'm changing your name. From now on, you're going to be called Abraham, which means father of many nations. Well, that was quite shocking for Abram. They had not been able to have a child. And now God says, I'm going to name you. So when people hear your name, oh, you're a father of many nations. But you see, God had made a huge promise to Abram, become Abraham. God had promised him that you will have descendants that will be like the sand of the sea. And through your seed, all the nations will be blessed. That was a huge promise. And those 2,000 years to the coming of Christ unwinded until at last God kept his promise to Abraham. He not only made the promise, he fulfilled and kept the promise. When we step back into Matthew chapter 1 and we follow those genealogies, it says the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Judah begot Perez. No, I'm not going to continue. But it continues on through the generations until there's another Jacob, the father of Joseph, who was the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, called the Christ. And so Matthew begins by showing how God kept his promise to David, but also to Abraham. Now, last Sunday, I shared with you how that you and we're going to see it now regarding Abraham, you and I as believers, we are living evidence today that God kept his promise to Abraham. And it's really quite amazing, God's plan, how he orchestrated it, how he brought it about. We find in Galatians chapter 3, beginning with verse 8, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles, that's all the nations, that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand. That's just an intoxicating thought to me. Abraham, almost 2,000 years before what we know as the gospel came to be, Abraham heard the preaching of the gospel and responded. That's amazing. But that's what God says in his word. That he, by faith, he preached the gospel to Abraham. God did. Preached the gospel to Abraham. And foreseeing that through Abraham's seed, one would be raised up who would provide redemption, not just for Abraham and his immediate descendants, but for all the nations. saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. Now verse 9 is the kicker. So then, those who are of faith, are you of faith? Have you placed faith in Jesus? What about it, children? Jesus? So, those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. That's astonishing. When you think about Abraham hearing the voice of God, God introducing himself to Abraham, calling him out, Abraham's steps, God forming covenant. You can begin at Genesis 15 and read forward how God unveils himself to Abraham. And Abraham believed God, and then he was given this promise, the blessing that came on him. I'm going to bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. Now, when the day you said yes to Jesus and he came to live in your life, just like you were standing right beside Abraham when God spoke to him, you now are blessed. Say, I'm blessed with believing Abraham because Jesus is the promised seed. And he is Lord and Master of my life. Now, when we jump into the next chapter in Galatians, we get into the scripture we've been memorizing this month. As a matter of fact, just say this with me. Declare it with me. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, that we might become... we might receive the adoption as sons. I'm thinking about John 1:12, that we received the authority to become the children of God. Same thing. We're in God's family now with Father Abraham. We are evidence that God is a promise-keeping God and God is a gift-giving God. He has given us the gift of his Son, and so we are celebrating that here on this Christmas. Because on that Christmas morning, in the city of Bethlehem, a Savior was born who is Christ the Lord. I love the part of the Christmas story, how it unfolds and where God chose a little out-of-the-way place. I call it Nowheresville. Kind of like the little town I grew up in called Brea, Alabama. You don't just go there. You might go through there. But God specializes in finding nobodies in Nowheresville and doing great and wonderful things. I encourage you this morning, as a believer, just as God was speaking to a man who was surrounded by pagans called the city of Ur and called him out, and he couldn't have kids, and yet God said, you're going to have a son, and through your seed, there will be one that will bless all the... who would have thought such a thing was possible? Dare to dream the God dreams that God gives you. With him, all things are possible. I love the part where they go into Bethlehem. And it reminds me of the church and their children were doing a Christmas pageant. And they were learning their parts and they rehearsed and they rehearsed and they rehearsed. And all the kids were nailing their lines and it was just wonderful. But when the night came, all of a sudden the seats were filled with people and all kinds of lights were on and music was playing and there was such a drama in the atmosphere and emotion filled the air. And when it came to the point where Joseph comes up and knocks on the door with pregnant Mary at his side and the door swings open and there's the little guy who had learned and rehearsed his lines and Joseph says, my wife is pregnant and she's about to have a baby. We've got to have a place to stay for the night. The little boy forgets his lines, but in the middle of the emotion and hearing his plea, he said, well, all right, just come on in. But that's what needs to be in every one of our hearts, right? And I encourage you this year, in your heart and in your homes as well, let's make sure we make room for Jesus. Let's be like that little guy. And let's celebrate the fact we are blessed people. We're blessed with believing Abraham. Even though death may visit, we serve the one. Our lives are hidden in the one who conquered death. It's the gift that keeps on living. The gift of eternal life. And if you've never trusted Jesus, as we celebrate His birthday this weekend, I pray that you'll make room in your heart for Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now at this time, our worship pastor Andrew and his son Charlie, who's also my grandson, they're going to share something special with us. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ rest upon you, your family, your friends. May His Holy Spirit fill you with love, joy, and peace. May the angels who sang that first Christmas surround you and protect you and watch over you. And may the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ grant that you would live a life blessed indeed. May your eyes be open to see the many, many gifts He showers upon you day in, day out. And may the thieves of your joy flee from you to the four winds. May your troubles be few and your joys be many. And may every gift you open on this Christmas morning stir your heart to remember the gift of all gifts and the giver of all givers. Oh, blessed Lord Jesus, our King, unto you be glory in our lives and through your church, throughout all ages, world without end. And until you come back and catch us up to be with you at that great getting up morning and that great day of family gathering, may we serve you always. Rejoice in your name. Love like you loved. Happy birthday, Jesus. Happy, happy birthday, Jesus. We're so glad you came. In Jesus' name, let's give Him a big happy birthday. Happy birthday, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for being here this morning. Oh, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas Eve and Christmas. God bless you.